Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So going back to your question, when a woman makes such a condition, this is her right. She did not make anything haram. She is simply defining what she wants in her future. A woman says, I accept marrying you on the condition that you give me the right to finish my 4 years in university. You say, okay. After 1 year, you said, I want you to sit home. This is not fulfilling the conditions, and you may accept and fulfill the conditions because you have made an agreement, or she has the right to separate from you and say, I don't want to stay with you anymore. Yes, Akhi.
The question is related to the hadith number 273 narrated by Jabir radiallahu anhu. It says, I sold it and stipulated that I should write it to my house. So if anything happens to the product or the merchandise, who shall bear the risk?
It has not been delivered yet. So as long as it is in within, now we've said this before, the buyer and the seller, if the seller released and the buyer said, no, I don't want it now, keep it with you for a couple of weeks and then I will collect it, and it is destroyed or is killed or is wasted or stolen without any aggression from the part of the seller not taking the proper actions. If he did not do anything, if he was not careless and he did not do any form of aggression, then the buyer loses it because I gave it to him, he did not take it. If it's the other way around, as in the case of Jabir, now the transaction has been performed. Jabir said, yes, but I make a condition until I reach. So on the way, if it dies, a heart attack, cholesterol, diabetic, whatever, it dies on the road, then the Prophet ﷺ or the one who bought it can claim the money. It died in your watch. It died before I collected it. So it's exactly like the crops. The Prophet ﷺ forbade from selling until they ripe. And he said that if there is something that a disaster that killed it, an illness or whatever, how do you take your brother's money? Why? Because it's still in my possession and my watch. Another question? Yes, sir.
Sheikh, this is a question related to the conditions. Nowadays, we see that in the advertisements that which are shown, you know, they offer good prices, but in the end, they put that, you know, offers, you know, terms and conditions apply. They are not clear. So what advice do you give to the Muslims with regards to this, when the terms and conditions are not been made clear? And the other is, what about the condition of guarantee and warranty period?
Okay. First of all, I answer only one question. Second of all, in terms of the conditions the people make, generally speaking, these terms and conditions are made to save them from any liability, from being sued, etc. But the transaction as a transaction is normal. You take this, you pay for it, end of story. For example, you may go to a restaurant that sells coffee mugs, and you will find that on the coffee that if you get burnt or scalded, then this is your responsibility. Be careful, this is very hot, it's very so-and-so. So these are only to save them from being sued or something like that. Secondly, unfortunately, the transactions that are taking place, are they taking place between two Muslims? Usually between a Muslim and a non-Muslim. So you cannot hold them accountable because you're not in a Muslim country. In a Muslim country, these conditions have to be clear. If I sell you something and I sign a contract with you, and like, for example, a big companies do, if you buy something online, terms and condition, and you find 73 pages. And at the bottom you say, I agree or don't agree. Who ever read these conditions in his life? No one. So I'm not gonna, if it's one page, I'm not gonna read it. 73 pages? I say, agree, khalas. Let's get it over with. But technically speaking, as long as you press the button, I agree, then you agree. You should have read the conditions, and most of us, if they read the conditions, they're not going to agree to it. So you bear the consequences of buying something without going thoroughly through the conditions and sign a contract. As for your second question, as an exception, and I always make exceptions every now and then, the issue of guarantees and warranties, we covered this previously, but just as a reminder, when you buy something and the company offers you a warranty of 2 years or 3 years or a certain mileage, this is permissible and you can hold them accountable to it because I bought the car and they offered. It's not me that I am buying something. And we've stated that if, for example, you buy a car, it has 3 years warranty or 100,000 kilometers. But while buying, they tell you, listen, the price is 100,000. But if you give us another 1,000, we will extend the warranty to 4 years. And if you give us 5,000, we will extend the warranty to 5 years. These 2 years are haram because this is like insurance, like gambling. You give them the money, there's a possibility nothing happens. And there is a possibility the whole car can be changed because of such an error or manufacturing default. So this, inshallah, yani clarifies it a little bit. Akhi, at the end.
Yes, Sheikh, you mentioned just before about insurance. So what's your ruling regarding the life insurance nowadays?
We also discussed this before, but again and again. It is not permissible to undergo what's known as commercial insurance, whether it's life insurance, medical insurance, car insurance, property insurance, because this type of insurance involves a lot of ambiguity. Now, when you buy something, you pay 100, you get something for it. In insurance, you are gambling. You pay 1,000 for any type of insurance, and they cover you up to 1,000,000. In damages. But there is a possibility that throughout the year, you will not need their coverage, so you lose the 1,000. It's like lottery. You pay few rupees and you may become a multimillionaire and maybe you lose the money you have paid. So this type of gambling is forbidden in Islam. Insurance is prohibited in Islam. With the exception of what's known as cooperative insurance, which is Islamic insurance, but it is very difficult to apply. All of us have a pot and we put money inside and say, whoever needs money for emergency, accident, car, accident, medical insurance, whatever, we take from this pot. This is halal because we are collaborating on halal. There's no interest, there's no gambling. We want to benefit one another. 1 year finishes and no one uses what's in the pot. So, okay, remains as it is. In 1 month time, he takes 100, he takes 500, he takes 1,000. They have problems, accidents. In 1 month, the money is over, it's finished. The brother comes and says, I have an accident, I need money. Oops, there's nothing inside. Where's my money? Yeah, it wasn't your money. You were cooperating, collaborating with the brothers to help one another. The money is over, khalas. This is halal. Unfortunately, this is not practiced nowadays. So Islamic insurance is very foggy and it's not something to abide by. The second condition or the second permissibility is when the law enforces you to have insurance, not out of choice. So in order to drive a car, they say you have to have insurance for your car. Otherwise, we will give you a fine and maybe we'll put you in jail. This is something not within my reach. No one tells you, okay, I'm not gonna drive. I'm gonna walk to work or I'm gonna buy this or that. I'm gonna ride the train. If there are no suitable ways and means for you to transport, then this is permissible for you to give or to take the insurance because of compulsion of need.
So you mean to say that all types of insurance, whether it's health, medical,
yes, all types of insurance is haram because the concept is there. You put little, possibility of getting a lot, possibility of losing all. Questions? Yes.
As in the hadith of Jabir radiallahu anhu, is it okay to bargain if you don't really need to purchase it? Just for the sake of bargaining?
No, this is, yani would be wasting your brother's time and giving him, yani false hopes. Why would you bargain? Now, the Prophet ﷺ was not bargaining. The Prophet ﷺ intended originally to give Jabir a gift. So he is sort of playing with him. This is different than, how much is this? 500. No, make it 300. No, 450. No, make it 350. And you spend half an hour and he says, okay, 350 is done. I changed my mind. Thank you. This is not fair. Like going to any shop. Do you have any Pepsi Colas? Says, yes. So, okay, give me a Miranda. What kind of attitude this is? No. Bargaining for just wasting time and playing with the people is not permissible. The Prophet ﷺ did not have this in intention. He wanted to benefit Jabir and to give him the camel plus the money. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.